The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, good Friday afternoon. We're finally getting summer here along the Front Range in northern Colorado. It's been a long time coming, but it's here. Briefly, I can feel something in the air, and it is fall. I hate to say that. We only have, let's see, we have about, six more weeks of barbecue weather. That's it. If you're going to do your backyard barbecuing, you better do it 6 more weeks and that's it. Then it's going to be time to start raking leaves. The people that have received these vaccinations, this was out of Natural News, more than 94% of this new leprosy outbreak, these cases, 90 plus percent are among the people that have been jabbed. It's shocking and it's a sad thing. Leprosy cases, and this is out of naturalnews.com, leprosy cases on the rise due to Wuhan coronavirus 19 vaccines. Upwards of 94% of all victims of the biblical disease having previously gotten jabbed for the Fauci flu. According to the data from the leprosy clinic at the Hospital for Tropical Diseases in London, 49 out of 52 cases that have been observed were people that obeyed the orders to be jabbed. So that's just, I'm going to leave it there to let you think about that. 94% of the people that have been vaccinated, that have, the, of all the people that have the new leprosy outbreak, 94% of them received the immune-killing jab. Anyone in the future who would get jabbed will regret it. Those that have already have been jabbed and take more jabs will really, I'm telling you, they will, it's going to be hell on earth. I've been talking about the military-industrial complex, the Highland Group, talking about the corporations and the banks and the system of control run by a select group of people internationally. And you have these families like the Schwabs or the Clintons, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. You have these dynasties. And these dynasties, there are sub-dynasties, not as maybe public as Rockefeller or Rothschild or Bush's. There was a dynasty there. It was a German dynasty. George H.W. Bush, his name, his father was not Prescott Bush. His father was George Bush or George what was the name? It almost slipped me. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at Klaus Schwab here, and I have him on my mind. Scherf. George Scherf Sr. was George H.W. Bush Sr.'s father. German. Higher than Himmler in Adolf Hitler's rule or his command structure. And George Sr. gave birth to George H.W. And George H.W. was sent to the United States of America. An imposter. Another imposter. And then he would head up the CIA. And George Sr., H.W. Sr., he had three administrations. He ruled pretty much for the Reagan terms plus his own term. He wanted a fourth term, was denied that, and he wept because he didn't get to continue to control this country. There were two fair elections. There are those who are skeptical about there being any fair elections in this country. Reagan's election was a fair election. The powers that be didn't like it. It was a fair election. The people voted for Reagan. But the powers that be controlled Reagan through George H.W. Reagan hated it. Bush Sr. didn't like it. He wanted Reagan assassinated. And the Bushes, friends with the Hinckleys, were able to use the boy that was, I believe, MK Ultra or some other programming to attempt the assassination on Ronald Reagan. After that point, Nancy Reagan never let Ronnie out of her sight and always made sure that whenever George Sr. was around, that he was never alone with Ronald Reagan. So we'll be back in a few minutes, Rick Rodriguez, and let's talk about George H.W. Scherf.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
I'm the great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. pretending.
It's amazing how many great pretenders we have had in the United States of America in these highest offices of government. So the great pretender George H.W. Scherf, not the son of Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush, he had 12 years in the presidency. Ronald Reagan was the people's choice. It was a fair election. He did win, but he was controlled by George Sr. And then you had the second election that was a fair election that was not compromised, the initial election of Donald J. Trump. That was a fair election. Donald Trump was not put in office by the powers that be. He was not one of that. He was not part of their social, he was part of their social world and the finance world, investment world, but he was not part of the occult world. He was not part of control, was not their nomination. The globalists did not want him. He was not a globalist, which was proved during his first years, the first 4 years in office. It's still, he's not a globalist. He tries to work with them. He gets himself in trouble. You cannot pet a snake. You don't want to try to pet a rattlesnake or any snake. Garter snakes will just scare the living daylights out of you. You cannot befriend these people. And now Donald Trump continues the hardship of just trying to survive a political storm. When these people own the judges appointed by Obama, do you think you have a chance? Do you have a hope? No, you don't. So a great pretender. Now, there is one of the American presidents in the final seven, the final eight administrations of America. There is another eight-year administration roughly coming for one of the presidents that were put in office after Jimmy Carter. One of those seven people, including Trump, one of the seven is going to get roughly another eight-year term, another eight-year administration. Bush Sr. had 12 years, but he didn't get 16. Someone is coming to rule this nation that's going to have another 7 year plus almost 8 year term. One of the previous presidents before, including for between Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump. One of those seven presidents will get an additional term. I've already stated who I think that person will be. It will be Barack Obama. I know that you don't like to hear that. Many don't like to hear it. Others are starting to realize that in the shadows, the individual that has been manipulating, that has the strings tied to the howdy-doody, is none other than Barack Obama. For the people in the nations of the world, they are in anguish. They're in pain. They are lamenting to watch what's happening in America. This great nation is going down. And in the book of Revelation, it does say that there will be a nation in the time in which we live that will be so great and so powerful that all the nations will be blessed economically through trade, or rather by our buying the goods of other nations. It would be America. And at some point, when America is destroyed, when there is no longer a consumer base in long in the United States, when that base, that consumer base ends, the ship captains will weep. When they see the nation destroyed, they will weep. They'll stand afar off, and they will realize the source of their great riches and wealth has ended. And they will weep for two reasons. They'll see America destroyed, no more job opportunity, and then they're going to weep because they're probably going to lose all that they have. So you have these dynasties. Then you have, from each of these dynasties, you have very powerful families of old. The Klaus Schwab family, going back to the 1500s, there were these individuals that were part of the Schwab network, friends, business partners, going back to the 1500s. Klaus Schwab, his father Eugen, and Klaus's wife, Hilda Stoll. And they go back, her family goes back to a big lineage, to a long time lineage, Escher Weiss. And I'm trying to find Klaus Schwab's name, Hilda. What was her maiden name? I can't remember. I'll find it. I don't want to get distracted. You want to hear what I'm going to say. Then you have, at the same time, and they're centered in Ravensburg, Germany, not too far from Switzerland. Then you have another family that's right in that same vicinity. And that family, their last name was Abyss, the Abbeys, the Abyss family. And from that lineage comes Anthony Fauci. So these two families were right there in the proximity of Ravensburg, Germany. And this is the city where Hitler's industry, his main components for the war, were put together, built. And America, we would not allow Russia or the Allies to bomb that area, to interfere with what Hitler was doing there, because we were involved in that industry. In South Africa, they had a nuclear program, and the heavy water came right out of Ravensburg through Escher Weiss. Stoll was her, Klaus's wife's name. Hilda. Brunhilde. And the United States would not allow the Russians or the Allies, the English, anyone. They had to leave that area alone. They couldn't go in and bomb it. Though this is where much of the industry was being coming out of. It was the industrial part of Germany through the war. So here in that vicinity, in that proximity of that area, in that area, you have these two families, Schwab, and you have the Abbeys, the Abyss, A-B-Y-S-S, Abyss family. Were they connected in the occult? Were they, even back in the 1500s and 1600s, working together? If you study the Bible, going back into the Old Testament, there was a time when God said that I am against those who hate me to three and four generations. So three and four generations, the families, an individual that would hate God, his son, his grandson, and possibly his great-grandson would have negative effects of God hatred on their lineage. But there was also a way in which in the Old Testament it phrased that God said, I am against those who hate me, a different class of people. I am against those who hate me to all generations. Generation to the 10th generation, the 50th, the 80th, the 120th generation, the 400th generation. So a lineage of people, every generation, the children would hate God. So this is a labor pool for the devil. Because this labor pool, they would all hate God. And who does Satan go to? Where does the labor pool, where does he draw people from? These people that hate God, generation to generation to generation. So I'm presenting to you that, could it be that going back to the 1500s and 1600s with these two individuals that I'm just presenting to you to consider, could it be that they are part of that lineage of generations that hate God to all generations? And then their children will hate God also, and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. Is this possible? Then we have to look at the Rockefellers. We have to look at John Rockefeller's father. He was pretty much known to be a shady kind of a dude. Very shady. And then you look at the Rothschilds out of Europe. Could it be that their lineages go back into the occult? Generation after generation. Families that have hated God going back to the time of probably Cain and Abel. This is why it is important to look, to view what's happening in the world with what I just presented would make sense. Why do these people escape punishment? And then how is it that these people work together? You see, these children, and John, that wrote the book of Gospel of John, he wrote three epistles. And in his first epistle, he talks about two peoples that are in the world. The children of God and the children of the devil. And then there's another group of people that just are bystanders. They're on the sideline watching. The children of God and the children of the devil. It's the only time that it's mentioned like that in the New Testament. But John does clearly state that there are those who do righteousness, unrighteousness are the children of the devil. Those who hate righteousness, who hate what is right, who will not help their fellow man, but will actually afflict their fellow man, if not just straight out murder them. So you have the Schwabs, you have the Faucis, and then you have the systems that they use to do their evil. I've been talking about the military-industrial complex. Then in that group, you have to add another group of people. You have to add a religion, those in religion, in false religion, hypocritical religion, the type of religion that had Christ crucified. You have to also look, does this type of hypocritical religion still exist? Well, we're going to go to that when we get back. This is Friday and the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts for this program archived on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth Program or to the Present Truth site. All other programs there also.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended. It.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of my life living in the
And we're talking about the gangsters that cause the suffering in the world. And these gangsters are causing suffering in Hawaii. They're causing suffering all over the world in many different ways, because that's what they are, gangsters. They are employed by the gangster of all gangsters, the Lord of the Flies, the devil. Now, so you have a fabric in the world, people that invest, supporting war, corporations involved in creating weapons. They've created a system, and they are inbred. These families, they are families, they are dynasties. They are the major dynasties that we're aware of, and you have the sub-dynasties, and those be the dynasties that are sub-sub. But they are still, even though they are maybe three or four or five degrees, or what would you say, atmospheres down, that's a bad word, atmosphere, there'd be hierarchy. In that hierarchy, they might be down to the eighth level, that's the word I'm looking for. They're still in the top. They're in the very, very top of 1%, 2%, not even that much. So in these levels, they're still in that upper percentage of ruling families that rule the earth. Now, they've created a system. The system, how do you hold a gallon of water in your hands? You can't. You'll get just a few ounces after all is said and done. You're not going to be able to change it. Only Christ, when he returns, can change it. Change it, he will. Now, I have talked about the secular side of this system and these people that are inbred in that system. I want to begin to, in the future, talk about the religious side, because Christ exposes the religious side in the book of Revelation. He talks about his seven churches, and he talks about the big membered church, the one church that has the most members. In the book of Revelation chapter 2, it is the fourth church, called the church in Thyatira, or the church of Rome, the Roman church. The Lord is no respecter of persons, not his own children. If his children are evil, he exposes it, they are punished. If Israel, as his elect, he punishes evil, unrighteousness. The same with the children of the world. Through the association of these royal families of the world, there are members in these families that are members of the Knights of Malta. You have a community of very powerful economic intelligence. They know what's happening financially. They have insider trading. They trade at a transnational level. Example, Bilderberger Group, Club of Rome. Then you have DARPA. And these very powerful people, they have deep investments in the military. And they do all that is necessary to protect their interests. And they not only protect their interests and their finances, but they pass on their wealth to the family members. So these family members, to retain that wealth, they intermarry. They don't marry outside of their circle. They keep that wealth guarded. The richest and most powerful of these people belong to the Knights of Malta, the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, the Order of the Garter, the Teutonic Knights, many of the other orders that vow allegiance to the Vatican. And when they vow to the Vatican, they have made arrangements with the biggest member, the church that has the most members, the seventh church, the fourth church in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, the church in Thyatira, the Roman Catholic Church. And for the Roman Catholics, if you want to see where the Catholic Church is in the Bible, go to Revelation chapter 2. The Catholic Church, they don't like to send their members to read the book of the Apocalypse. They don't like the Catholic members reading for themselves what the apostles had to say or what John wrote in the book of Revelation, because the book of Revelation exposes the Catholic Church. There are two halves to the Catholic Church. One half is the people that are faithful to God, that fear God from the time they're young to the time they die. They're faithful Catholics. Then the faithful Catholics are not aware of the other side of the equation, the other side of the coin, which is a system that is tied in to the things of the devil, the deep things of Satan. I'm quoting what it says in Revelation chapter 2, about Thyatira. The deep things of Satan. The Catholics don't know about the deep things of Satan. This is what I'm presenting to you as part of that. That the banking eventually starts in Italy, and it was connected to the Vatican. It's fair to say that the central banking ideas of Italy have been replicated through the financial system throughout the world into Europe. The Rothschilds, they got the blueprint, I believe, from the Catholics. You have the Black Pope, and many Catholics have never heard the term Black Pope. The Pope who runs the Jesuits, Francis, Pope Francis, the imposter Pope, is a Jesuit. He is a Black Pope. He is not truly the Vicar of Rome. He is not truly the Pope. The Vatican seat is empty, according to many, many, many faithful Catholic cardinals and bishops. The Vatican seat is presently empty. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TVB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on TommysBarbersAndBlades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
We are ending an age, and we are about to begin a new age. Christ said that he would bring in his kingdom in the time after the times of trouble on the earth, the times of great trouble, great war, great upheaval, great signs in the heavens, great signs on the earth, the plagues, the wars, the famines. There'd come a great time called the millennial kingdom. We are getting very near. We are close to that time. We can look and see the signs that Christ said would happen before his second return. On Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. And this Sunday, I am going to have a guest on. His name is Doug Krieger, a friend of mine. I've known Doug when I gave my life to Christ when I was a young man. He and another brother had rented a fraternity on the Fraternity Row in Berkeley, California. And they rented a home where a lot of young hippies would come, and it was only men that had given their lives to Christ, and they were given an assembly. There was a church that I was affiliated with, and this is where we would go to be trained in the disciplines of Christ, Bible study, following the Holy Spirit. And Doug, I hitchhiked to California, and that I got there on a Sunday, and that night I was in that brother's house. It was called the Waring House on Waring Street. And Doug is going to be a guest. I you know me, I am very careful with people that I really am not a guest type of an individual unless I think it's necessary and I feel the Lord wants me to not just bring somebody on that I know for the sake of anything other than I think it would be profitable for the listeners on Sunday on the radio church. So Sunday I will have a guest, and we're going to play catch. We're going to get gloves on. We're going to throw the ball back and forth. We're going to see what happens, what develops. But I want to invite you, 9 o'clock to noon. We're on 9 to noon every Sunday. So I just thought I'd mention that before I forget. Now, going back to the Catholic Church, the Pope, the Catholic Church, the fallen side, the dark side of the Catholic Church, has been involved with great evil through time. And the world, I'm reading out of, I've been taking points out of American Intelligence Network, and this was March in 31st, 2016. Central banking comes from the Vatican through different agencies of the Vatican Knights of Malta. The world economy is manipulated by insider trading information being shared with the Vatican via the vows of allegiance that every Knight of Malta makes. The Vatican profits because of war. It takes in hundreds of billions of dollars a year through refugee placement services and humanitarian aid provided to war-torn areas. The more war, the richer the Vatican becomes. This is what Christ said in Revelation chapter 2 about the fourth church, Thyatira, his own church, one of his lampstands. And he's telling the world that one of the lampstands, the biggest member, the lampstand that has the most members, international, an old assembly, not the oldest. The Greek churches were before the Catholic churches. The Catholics don't know their true history. They believe what they're told. So they support unbridled migrations of people at the close that, and the chaos that ensues from war. It is the Catholic Church that is the, you might say, receiving point for so many of these people coming up across the border from other nations. It's going to be judged. we don't have the way in which to bring punishment to the Catholic Church. But do you remember when John Podesta and Hillary Clinton began to speak up, and especially Podesta, about a Catholic spring, about introducing new theology into the Catholic Church to destroy it? And now the intelligence agencies of this country have their eyes on the Catholic people. They are infiltrating Catholic churches. The Catholics that are listening to me, you better have your eyes opened. You're being infiltrated by these agencies, by these people. They're taking names because they feel there's going to be some type of a resistance in the Catholic churches. Well, the Catholic churches in South America promote communism. And here in this country, they're bringing in they're helping with the UN agenda to depopulate certain areas of the world in the poor areas and repopulate those poor people, or not repopulate, but to relocate those people in the poor area to the richer areas. Richer areas, there's only one richer area in the world, that's the United States. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, we're ending another week of programming. I'm going to finish out with this. For the Catholic people, there is a Catholic spring. The Podestas and the Clintons attempting to destroy the Catholic Church. God is going to use these type of people to punish the system of Roman Catholicism. The system is going to be destroyed. It is going to be punished. God is going to use the children of the world to do that. The children of the world that have been working with the Catholic Church are going to turn on the Catholic Church. The Vatican supports unbridled migration of people and the chaos that ensues from war. Knights of Malta, one of the largest charities in the world. Catholic Church has thousands of different tax-free charitable organizations that receive money to help in humanitarian causes. No one knows how much money the Catholic Church receives each year. The Vatican Bank has been caught many times laundering money on a huge scale. The Vatican helped Adolf Hitler escape in World War II. Many other criminals also were found refuge in the Roman Church. And the Vatican, there has been many interwoven inbreeding within the Vatican with the evil within the Vatican, homosexuality, reports of child abduction, child trading, what do you call it, trafficking. The Vatican says it does one thing but does something else. In the future, I'm going to do more programs on the Vatican. I am not attacking the Catholic people. I am warning the Catholic people. On Sunday, I warn the churches in the evangelical family. I warn them that there's hard times coming to them also. Christ said that to all these seven lampstands in Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, all seven, hard times are coming to his true believing people in the world. We're not going to escape it. So, with the Catholic people that are listening, I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying the system of not only the systems in Catholicism, within the Lutheran Church, the Presbyterian churches, within evangelical Christianity, within all the Protestant family, within the Pentecostal system in the evangelical churches, all of these systems, there is evil of one kind or another. Men who are on the pulpit that are not that are hypocrites. This is the hypocrisy that Christ spoke so harshly about with the Pharisees. They were hypocrites, taking from God's children and giving nothing back. And what they should have been presenting to the God's children is the truth about who Christ was. They wanted to maintain the power and hold over the people of Israel at that time, and it's the same identically today. Christ is going to allow hardships to come to his lampstands. And this will be an indicator to the world that we are at the end of time, at the end of the world before Christ does return. Again, I'll have a guest Sunday, 9 to noon, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The podcasts are on 1360KHSC.com to the present truth for this week. So may the God of peace, may he bless your night. May he be your peace tonight, your peace tomorrow, and your peace through the weekend. Join me on Sunday, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.